Hey moms, welcome to Mom Vibes Only. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Marky,
a one-stop shop for all things mom life.
We are sisters-in-law that are new moms, and we hope to create a platform for real moms with lives unfiltered.
Welcome back, guys. We are on episode 7. We're going to talk about kind of where we're standing at now with our 1 year laters and then Rocky being 3 because they all had summer birthdays. We tried to record this episode while we were out on vacation, but that didn't go as planned. So now we're back from vacation and which was really fun and fun to see the littles, you know, be one and kind of really start exploring that like 15 month.
Yeah, they're like interactive and they're like actually can do stuff. It was, you know, fun to watch them kind of playing and using their imaginations and off the boat and stuff. It was really awesome.
Yes. So let's just get going. So now that Evelyn is one, tell me kind of about or tell the audience about her first birthday, like planning it and doing it and now that she's one, how are you feeling?
Yeah, so I am probably not a very good mom. I didn't officially plan like our daughter's first birthday because she falls in the middle of both the boys' birthdays as far as summer birthdays go. They're like pretty much about 2 weeks apart, give or take some days. So, but we do a family event on Scott and Hannah's side every year where we all go up to this family property and we camp and we do a big like 4th of July event. We had decided that it would probably just be easiest since everybody is already together and we're getting together for birthdays on either side, which we didn't care. And it was still special and it was still special because we were with everybody. But
yeah,
I definitely heard from a lot of people. They're like, I can't believe you didn't throw a big 1 year old birthday party. And I was like, meh, it's a busy time of year for us at work. Yeah. And in all fairness, Ev ended up having 3 birthdays, kind of an impromptu birthday in the middle of the week on her birthday with Nana and Papa. And then we had another little small gathering with just my immediate family, like grandparents, great grandma and brother. So it wasn't a ton of planning. It was more just like what kind of like I wanted to make her cake. So Hannah and I were actually just talking about this prior to this episode. We both came back with a little bit of a cold from this trip. But when Evelyn's birthday was happening, I had gotten back from Oregon from a wedding and I had gotten another cold. So I had this whole big idea that I was going to make her cake and I was so proud of myself and I had been practicing piping and stuff and I was just like, I am too sick to make this cake. So I bought cupcakes from King Soopers for the 4th of July, which the girl, shout out to the girl
so
at the
good.
King Soopers. She did, I asked for a wildflower theme and she nailed it. They were so, I didn't even want to eat them because they were so pretty. and then I made her a cake for her actual birthday, just a small little smash cake. And then for her other little birthday party, my aunt used to be a baker, like a professional baker. So
very
she,
good baker.
Yeah, she baked and decorated her cake there. So it kind of, it was stressful in the sense that we were trying to like, you know, make sure that everybody got to spend time with her that wanted to on her first birthday. Also, at the same time, we didn't have to do a ton of extra planning. So that was nice. The first year goes by so quick. I know everybody warns you, but when you're in it, it doesn't feel like the days are flying by as fast as they are. And not only that, I think Hannah said this in the previous episode, they learned so much from 9 months to now. It is crazy. Yeah. I mean, Sunny and Ev both just turned 15 months, right? Yeah. And it's insane, even in the last 2 months since she's turned one, how much she has picked up on. So
the absorption rate just gets quicker and quicker and quicker. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I just feel like too, they go from being this tiny little baby that relies on you for everything. And then that first 6 months, it progresses, but it progresses at such a steady pace that you really kind of get to watch it unfold. And then as soon as 6 months happens, it's like, wait, when did you learn that? And oh crap, now you're starting to walk. And then it just kind of all blends together. So I don't know. The first year was so exciting and I wish I could go back and redo parts of it because I'm just like as present as I felt I was and I was there like watching it all unfold. It also felt like I missed out on things even though I know I didn't. So, but yeah, she's so much fun now. And you like, I think Hannah also said in the previous episode, you got to be careful what you show her because then it's like, oh, I learned a new skill and it's probably not the skill that you necessarily.
So
yeah. She has no fear. So we just got her a new little elephant chair that she can sit in the living room because she wanted,
that.
You know, she needed a new chair. She loves this thing. But now if you put it up against the couch because the back is not super sturdy, yeah, she crawls up on the couch now from the chair. And then I'm like, wait a second. This isn't good because now, because she can walk the couch, but then she doesn't get down like normal kids where she goes backwards, you know, and like, puts her feet down first. She wants to lean forward. And then even the nanny was like, yeah, I think it's great that she has no fear, but it is impossible to try to teach this girl how to come back down the stairs because she refuses to turn around. So anyway, but yeah, first year is super fun. But if anybody has not had kids yet, it goes by so fast. So I suggest taking it in no matter how hard or tough some of those days are.
Yeah, even take in the bad days because it's hard to remember the good days when the bad days are really bad.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden you look up and your kid is three and you're like, where has my life gone?
Yeah. So I was going to say, did you notice a difference between the first year with Rocky as compared to the first year with Sunny?
Yeah, because the first year with Rocky was not good. So just with all his medical stuff and being at the doctor, it's just super stressful. And I feel like I was kind of the first of like kind of our generation, not really, but our generation of having kids within my family and my friends. So I didn't have a lot of people to ask questions. The people I was asking questions to were like way into their kids or, you know, my mom who hasn't had a kid for 35 years.
Yeah.
So just learning and asking a lot of questions and, you know, really just falling into the social media of it all and, you know, panicking and what not to panic on. I had to rely on Garrett a lot for that. What is panic worthy and what's not?
Whereas well, like Sunny, you said, it's your first kid. You have no prior knowledge of exactly. Like, should I be nervous about this or should I sit on it? You know, so.
Yeah. Where with Sunny, I kind of get it now. I kind of get the cycle of an illness. I get like, you know, when he's tired and I like sleeping 100% was way easier with Sunny for some reason. So that was a load off. And then just having a toddler, Sunny's learning so quick that I feel like I missed Sunny's first year. So like just flew by and all of a sudden he was one. And now he's starting to like catch up with Rocky somehow. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're only
Sunny
a year
says
old,
a so. Lot of words, yeah.
So I wish we would have slowed down just a little bit with Sunny, just so we could really take in. Like it was so nice those first 8 weeks that Garrett and I got to be home with just him. Mm-hmm. We still put Rocky in school, so we were able to just like have those first couple of weeks just the three of us during the day. But then when he started going to school and I had to go back to work, all of a sudden he was one, and it was like,
yeah,
what? So we did a big party for both Rocky and Sunny on their first birthdays. Just family.
And they're both so cute.
I don't have like a huge friend group. So I have a lot of family and my few really close friends. But I just did them here. Like yeah. Sunny was at our house and then Rocky's was just down the street at a park. And I think at Rocky's, Scott brought pulled pork. So it wasn't like big extravagant. And then we just did appetizers and stuff at Sunny's. So yeah. I don't feel like it was, you know, some of those parties you see on the internet is like, dang, this is a party.
Some of that I just
adults.
Think is so ridiculous. I don't care how much. I could have millions of dollars and I still wouldn't throw my one-year-old like a $5,000, $3,000 birthday party. I'm sorry.
I feel like that's a party for the parents for surviving a year, kind of. And that's like, that's fair. Great. But like, let's call it what it is.
And fair to anybody. I don't want anybody to think if you want to spend that money, that is on you. I'm just saying, I don't care how much money I would have. I'm not spending. I would rather take a trip. I would rather just take them on a trip and be like, okay, we're going to spend this money and just we'll be back.
Yes. Then for Rocky's third birthday, it was his first official friend's birthday, which was so exciting because he has friends. And like,
it was
that's
so
something you worry about. Are they going to be the weird kid? Are they going to be the mean kid? Are they going to be a bully? Are they going to be bullied? Like, so just like him having even just a few like really good friends. Because he's gone through the same classes with these kids at this school. So the parents know each other. They all know his name. We all know their names. And like, so it was just really fun to see him just be friends with some kids.
It was, I will say, from like an auntie's perspective, as Rocky was my first nephew on either side. And I will say from the first birthday where he was, you know, barely doing stuff, but still aware and loved family or whatever, to watching his friend show up. And he was like, hey, so-and-so, do you want to go over to the splash pad? And I was like, oh. It just melts your little heart because they just like, I don't know, they're just little kids are just so cute in how they interact and stuff. And yeah, anyway, it was just cute from our perspective to be like, oh, we're not like, we're cool, but we're not as cool as his friends now that he's playing with at his birthday party, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, no. Now then when his friends, so we went to his best friend's party, but they had it at their house. We got there and he was like, bye, Mom. And I was like, don't leave me.
You're like, wait, this isn't for you. This is for me. That's going to definitely be Scott, although I don't see Scott doing any. He's like, if I can't just drop off my kid, then don't call. My wife will be there. Love my husband, but he is not the one to just go to a birthday party and hang out and casually chat with parents.
Oh, and it's hard. I totally get where you come from. Like, if I didn't have to, I wouldn't. I'm not that. And Garrett's definitely, like, he doesn't want to go like chat. Like, we went to the swim lessons this morning, and he was like, he went in the pool this time, and I'll go next time. And he was just like, it's just, you have to sing stupid kid songs, and I'm too tall for the pool. And then it's other moms. And I was like, you were very nice. You did a very good job.
Yeah, Scott never got in the pool with Ev swim classes either. And that was just getting them used to the water. And I remember I was like, you can get in with us. The teacher was like, you can get in with us. Like, it doesn't just have to be her. Anybody can get in. And he's like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. I'll just watch.
And then I think
here.
He stopped coming. I think at the last three, he was like, yeah, have fun. I think my mom's
like, I don't need to watch you swim.
Yeah. But I get it.
So what was your favorite part of Evelyn's first year?
I don't know. Being a first-time mom, I want to say, like, everything. I think it was just the most fun is watching them just gradually grow into that little person that they are now. Just the different stages. We were talking with parents and stuff. They had nothing compared to what we have to, like, help us get through this, which it's all very awesome to have these, like, technology and certain gadgets and stuff now. But I think just, like, I don't know, the simplicity of watching them. They know how to teach themselves, like, essentially. Yep. Like, they get to a certain state, and it's just like, oh, I'm going to start walking now. You really don't have to show, like, yes, it helps when you show them, but they just kind of know. I think that was one of the coolest things. She just kind of knows. Even with
just
food,
taking in so much that you don't even realize. Like, yeah. You just walking around is showing them what to do, and, like, that's something, like,
But they could, like, survive on their own. I mean, they obviously need us to feed them, but, like, even feeding her for the first time, you don't have to teach them to move their mouth and, like, you know. So it's just kind of crazy how, like, I don't know, magical, I guess it is, that we're, like, designed this way to learn things at certain stages and keep progressing and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's been really cool just as a first-time mom getting to bond with her in certain ways, and then also just watching her develop from stage to stage and where she struggles and when she gets frustrated and what she gets frustrated about. I don't know. She's just like, yeah, she's such a little person now. It's like,
oh. And like, actually,
I mean, she starts
parenting.
Saying no. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. She, dude, we're getting into, like, I was like, oh yeah, you're such a good eater. And then I'm like, now the last couple days, I think all she's ate is cheese and I forget what else, but I'm like, she's going through this. Everything's just, no, nope.
I don't want that.
No, I don't want any of it. And I'm like, oh, no, you're too young to be doing this now.
Did her tooth finally come?
So both her teeth on the bottom, they're not like up, but they're like, you can see them moving, like yeah. The edges. And then the top right one has popped through. Everything is covered in drool again. And her poor little butt.
Something's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. We went 7 days with no diaper rash. And then she had one diaper that was on her for like 2 seconds. So we caught it right away. And then her poor butt was, she refused a bath for the first time ever. I put soda in it. I was shocked. If everybody that has been listening and knows my daughter, she is a water baby, like loves the water, doesn't want to get out of the water. But yeah, the other night I put her in there and she just like shook her hands in her head and tried to get out, like put her leg over the side and reach for me. And aww. I was like shocked. I was like, you're poor. Cause she knew her poor little butt, even though I like put a bunch of baking soda. I was like, just try. Like I put a bunch of baking soda and she just wasn't having it. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we're making little decisions now. And I honored it.
That's when we introduced like high protein pouches to Rocky.
That's smart.
Would only eat like cheese. And at that age, it was like cheese and hot dogs. And I was like, there has to be vegetables and fruits. There has to be something more. That's why we still do pouches now. Because he doesn't really like vegetables.
He's a picky guy. It's okay.
So that's why we started doing high protein pouches because one, they're easy. Two, no mess. Three, has all the things.
I need to get some different flavors because I definitely bought a few from Sprouts that were high protein and it had like date and other stuff. And she was not. I don't know if it. I was afraid to taste it myself, to be honest. So I was like, okay, I'll trust that doesn't taste good because she does like pouches. So I'll have to look into some different varieties.
What was your least favorite part?
I think, I don't know, the teething has been rough, I think. Not because, you know, it's not, you don't, like, know what it is, but it's really hard when they're, like, going through that. You can give them Motrin and stuff, but they're just, like the butt. There's so many things that go into the teeth. Like, they don't want to eat, or hot or cold is sensitive. And then if they have one bad acid-y diaper, it's like you have diaper rash for now 5 days, and it's like so bad, it's like, holy crap, it looks like you have burn marks on your butt.
Yeah,
so I don't know, I think that, and I don't know, I can't really complain because she's always slept and stuff. She's been a pretty easy kid. I would say like the up and down teething, because
you guys have been teething for like her whole life.
I really thought she was getting teeth early, because the pediatrician at like her 4 month appointment, I'll never forget it, she was like, oh, her gums are super swollen, like they're moving in there. And I was like, oh, I didn't expect them to pop then, but she was like having some issues, you know,
yeah,
latching and stuff, because she would cry. But no, they're not even up yet, guys. They finally broke the gums. I'll take it. But I'm just like, geez, Louisa, these teeth.
Come
but
on, anyway, teeth.
Yeah. I would say that's probably the biggest thing that we've struggled with, as far as that's been continuously that we have an issue with. So
what do you miss the most?
I miss her being small. See, like little babies, like the other night when she woke up, it was the first time in a long time she's let me like rock her, where she'll like kind of, you know, like come in, and now she's so big, her legs like hang over the side, you know, but just to like comfort her. But I miss, not that she's actually getting more snuggly now, so I shouldn't say because she's not snuggly, like I miss the baby snuggles, but I do miss her just being so small to where you could like, you know, she just kind of like sleep in your arms, and
yeah,
you could just,
I know,
sit,
she
there
slept on my
like
mom's
snuggle
arm in Arkansas, and I was like, I don't, she's not like that.
Your mom has a special touch, because only your mom, and I think it's happened to my mom only a couple times, but your mom seems to be, she's got the comforting something, because I swear every time we see your mom, she takes a nap on her at least at some point.
A little bit at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're small and they can't move or say no to you or refuse things.
Right. I'm like, I love her little voice now and her personality and her input, but I'm like, no, you just like complied and smiled. There was no resistance.
For what it's worth.
No resistance. I know, like, such bad ICD diapers, your little bum bothered you.
I know. It's almost worse now, because like they know why they're uncomfortable.
Yes.
It's like, so when she stands up in their bath, you're like Sonny will scream his head off. Scream his head off when he has a butt rash and won't sit in the tub. And like, that hurts my heart, because I'm like, there, I need you to sit down because it will make it feel better. But I'm not going to force you to sit down.
I know. And it's hard to, you can't explain it to them, because they're not quite there yet to where they
get
it.
Yeah, they doesn't get it. I know, even Rocky was like, it's okay, Sonny, just sit down.
Oh, Sonny. I mean, Rocky is trying to comfort Sonny. He's such a good big brother.
I know. He'll be crying. This morning, it's so funny. The swim lessons, Rocky's got, something happened with the scheduling, so he has got pushed, and he was really upset because he wanted to get in the pool, because how hard is it
ready
to take a three-year-old to the pool and not put him in the pool?
You can't get in.
And Sonny was in the pool, and Rocky was crying with me, and so Sonny just looks at him and just starts bawling.
He's like, Garrett's my
like
big,
he's only
sad
crying because my big brother is sad. They got,
it's a chain
cries
reaction. He's like, don't cry, buddy. I feel for you.
Yeah. He's like, I'd let you in the pool if I could.
Yeah. What were some of your likes individually with the boys and dislikes?
I guess my least favorite with Rocky was his eating thing, of course.
Sure.
Because you just want a chunky baby. And he still is not chunky. And I love him. And I love his skinny tallness. But, you know, you just want those rolls. And so when Sonny got the rolls, I was like, oh, yeah, this is so comforting. Yes. I think with Sonny, just like I said before, is just we push through so quickly that I feel like it wasn't so much my least favorite about Sonny, but my least favorite thing about us is just like,
sure,
because Rocky needed, he was just on the go. So we're always on the go, that Sonny just kind of got almost like pushed to be one before he was one.
Yeah.
My favorite things from Rocky's first year, that's so long ago. I think probably my favorite from when he was one, like his first year, was the same as you's. Just watching him like grasp onto something, even to like show him how to get up on the couch and then do it repetitively, which is like annoying, but like,
yeah.
He was starting to get it. And then all of a sudden he turned around all by himself to get off.
Oh.
And I was like, nobody showed you that. Like, such that thing that like clicks in their brain is like so fun. And like, even now, like, he started saying nope when we got home. Like, nope. With such a, like, a pronounced P. I'm like, aww. I say nope. When he would be like, are we there yet? I'd say nope. And he just, like, picked up on it. And then now it's all he uses. And it's, like, it's one of those things. It's like, you're afraid to teach them something because they're going to use it against you.
He's like, Mom, I learned a new word and I can use it for everything.
Yes. And his favorite word is always the negative. It's always the no's and the nopes and the It's never the yeses and the yes. With Sunny, I think my favorite part of Sunny was probably taking his first steps because I actually remember them. With Rocky, like, I don't remember him taking his first steps. I know I was there and I know he did it, but I, like, can visually see Sunny doing it, which is really cool.
Yeah. Well, and he did it earlier than Rocky, right? Didn't Rocky start walking, like, shortly after his first birthday?
No, he was walking at his first birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
They were both around 10 months. They both started walking when we were in Arkansas for our April trip.
Okay. Okay. Which I couldn't remember.
Something about Nana and Papa's house makes them do things. I don't know.
Changing
Rocky
it up.
Rocky was sleeping through the night, walking. With Sunny, it was talking.
That's
and
right.
Walking, but he was already sleeping through the night, so it was good.
Yeah.
So kind of off the kids, because we talk about them all the time, kind of for you, what was your biggest change in this first year, almost year and a half? Like, in you personally, what was the biggest change you saw?
I think realizing I have a new bottom. I think between, like, the surgeries and then, I mean, she was such an easy baby. It was really, I had a rough start and then obviously adjusting to parenthood, but we were really lucky. I feel like, you know, I kind of had time to go back to work. I probably took a little bit more time, but I don't know. I would say, like, my resilience. I knew I was, like, pretty tough before, but I think just changing and adapting and times you want to, like, rip your spouse's head off or, like you said, like leaving bottles or repeating something or being like, I need a nap and you're not helping, even though it's not like they're not helping. You're just tired and worn out. But I think just kind of learning to communicate better and then, like, that I'm a little more resilient to life's changes. I've always been pretty okay with change, but when you have a baby, it is changing constantly, like, day to day.
Yep.
So being able to adjust and then when you go back to work, adjusting to the same adjustments and not having the extra time to get caught up on stuff or take a nap and have extra sleep and stuff. So I would definitely say I'm more resilient and tougher than I gave myself credit for. And I think, you know, as much as, like, I feel I've grown up a lot in the last couple of years, I feel like kind of, like, graduated into, like, I know it's cliche to say motherhood, but I feel like I look at girls my age now without kids and I don't look down upon them, but, oh, we're kind of different now. We're the same, but different. I feel different in a sense that I'm now a mom and have experience, like, different things. So, yeah.
But different priorities. Their priorities.
Right.
Like, you and I bond over different things. And, like, if neither of us had kids, it'd be a little bit harder, you know?
Yeah.
Just.
Well, and even, like, walking into the grocery store, I used to look at kids and I'm like, oh, they're so cute and, like, whatever. And one day, and then now I walk into the grocery store and I see kids and I notice different things or, like, age. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, they're so and so, like, probably this age. And, like, I don't know. You look at them through, like, a totally different lens now because you're a mom. So you look at a kid as, like, I don't know. You just, like, go through, like, the list in your head that you do with your own kid, kind of. I don't know how to explain it without, like, coming up with a better description. But anyway, yeah. So, different mom lens, but anyway, what would you say yours is?
I think my patience, kind of the same as, like, I have always had kind of a short fuse of reaction and just wanting to get, like, things done, and so I feel I have more patience. That I still have little patience when it comes to certain things, but just being calmer during the rough moments and trying to understand, and I'm not trying to soft parent, but trying to, like, not just yell and make them feel like they're wrong for having an emotion about something. But, like, they definitely still snap and I'm like, oh my God, I just cannot do this. But that's when your spouse comes in and they should take it off. But I think kind of into my next is, like, watching Garrett in his first year, his biggest change is kind of, I thought he would have more patience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because he did really good with the newborn phase and I didn't. And now I feel I'm a little bit more patient than he is now with Rocky. Just, I think it's hard for him. Like, Rocky can comprehend and he knows what he's saying and he can listen to you, but he won't. And he will try with all his might to just fight you on stuff. And I just feel like I could take a step back and say, well, he's three and he's pushing his boundaries. Like, we need to make sure, and we definitely need to, like, you know, put up stronger boundaries and, you know, hold stronger to them, because I'm a big softie. And when he gets those little pouty eyes in his face, I just give in to them. But I think for me, it's just watching us both become better parents and better people, even though our relationship may be on the back burner right now. Just seeing our kids thrive and being a part of that is the biggest things I've seen in the last year.
Yeah.
What have you noticed Scott mostly?
Yeah, I was going to say, I noticed Scott because he doesn't do well with change so well, like abrupt change. And patients are, like you said, kind of okay in certain areas. Mm-hmm. So I will say, you know, I think for him, adapting and adjusting, even when he's overwhelmed, but expressing that. I think before he used to just kind of get overwhelmed and he'd kind of be like, I'm going to go tinker in the garage, or I'm going to go. And I knew what that meant. It wasn't stupid. So I was like, okay, he's like going through some stuff. But now he's like, I am at my limit. I am burnt out from work. I, you know, it's not her fault, but like, will just express to me what he's going through and what he needs. And mm-hmm. So I think like communication has gotten a lot stronger for him. And then patience, having a longer fuse, I should say. Yeah. He doesn't necessarily have a ton of patience still. More for Ev than he does for me, I will say. So that's where the priority is. But I will say we communicate better, I think, as a couple, because it was like, okay, we can get frustrated and like resentful, or we can communicate what we need and ask for what we need and then like fill that void or purpose. And then hopefully it's not perfect, but, you know, it's definitely, it helps getting through those tougher times when you're both tired and stressed and at your limit, to like be like, okay, you do this and I'll do this and we'll tag team and we will get through this routine tonight and we will go to bed and everything will be okay tomorrow.
Just remembering you're a team, I think, is the hardest thing. If like keeping score was always like a top of mind, is like, don't keep score, don't keep score. But then all of a sudden you're like keeping score. How do you not keep score when you're frustrated about a situation and you can't get out of your own way?
Yeah. No, I agree. I already naturally do that a little bit. Not all the time, just in specific situations. So you're right. I really had to like, because Scott would be like, oh, so it's a get even thing. And I'm like, no, I just need help. But I'm like, yeah, I could see how it comes off that way. Or maybe in a certain situation I was, because it was like, I've been doing all of it. I need a break.
Yep.
You know, just like.
And it doesn't come off as I need help because I need a break. Like he's telling you now, it's.
Yeah.
I've changed all the diapers today. I've done all the naps. I get up with her at night. Like, and I do all the bath times. What have you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though he does that, it's so funny because he's like, oh, I do nothing. And I'm like, well, no, but I just sit here so I can get some other things. I need them off my list. That's what he says. Yes. He's like, so the thing's on your list. And I'm like, yes, yes, correct.
Jared does the same thing. He's like, because I'll do the same thing. I'm like, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. And he's like, okay, but I do this and I do this and I do this. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Yep. Damn it.
It is hard.
Stop making me not mad at you, because I was mad and now I'm not.
I know.
And they say like it takes 2 years to get your hormones like back in check. So how do you feel like that's going?
I feel the best I've felt right now. I don't know what that'll look like moving further. I can only hope that it gets better. But I feel now, I should mention, like before, I never had like crazy hormonal shifts when I had my cycle prior to Evelyn. So, I mean, the worst that would happen is, you know, it's like the lethargia and maybe a little bit of mood swing, but more I got like the physical effects of like being really tired or having cramps, but never major mood swings. And then I was honestly like a little nervous, and I still need to follow up with a doctor, because now that I don't have a uterus, I still have my ovaries. So I still have like a phantom period, essentially, where I still get like symptoms and I still am like releasing eggs and hormones are still happening, which in hindsight, I will take it without all the other stuff going on. Cause like, you know, God, I would rather not have a period than have a period.
Yeah, gross.
And I was going to have to get a hysterectomy eventually anyways, because the fibroids weren't coming back. So like in hindsight, it was all a blessing. It just happened a little younger than I thought. But I feel like my energy level is coming back. It just feels good to fit back into your clothes and kind of get your body back and get back to like what you consider your normal. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, like, you know, everybody's like, oh, I always had trouble like sleeping and stuff because of hormones. And I'm like, I don't have like, in the beginning I was hot. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the closer I get to, like, you know, further away from having Ev, like, the more mm-hmm. I'm feeling back to normal. Now, I did so I did take a postnatal, like, after I had Ev, because I was reading about that. And I, because of my whole hernia surgery and stuff, they were like, you really need to make sure you're watching your iron levels and certain stuff, just because you've had so many surgeries. So I think I did it for that reason. And then I started taking a, well, it's like a multivitamin for a woman, but it's geared towards hormones. So kind of helping your hormones stay balanced. So I haven't taken it long enough to notice a super difference, but I was just like I'm trying to think ahead, because eventually, again, I need to go back to the doctor and see what that looks like. But I'm going to go into menopause early, essentially, or not like in the next 5 years, but earlier than women would if they, you know, I had a uterus. So,
right.
I need to like, yeah, kind of think, because I don't want to do hormone replacement therapy and stuff. So, which a lot of women do, because it helps with all the symptoms from menopause. But they say all that synthetic stuff really isn't the greatest for you. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how to do it naturally now, and like figure out what, you know, eventually what that looks is going to look like. But yeah, I would say I would feel the best right now, and hopefully just getting better and better.
Better.
But it took, I will honestly say it took up till about Evan was one before I felt like the most normal and most myself. So
yeah.
It takes
and you've
time.
Kind of been going through it, because you rolled in from one right into the other.
Yeah, I probably haven't felt normal since we found out we were pregnant with Rocky. So
fair. And if you don't mind me asking, how were, like, did you have, like, pretty regular cycles and, like, normal hormone? Like, did you have, like, any other symptoms or any, like, abnormal?
No, I was pretty lucky. Just pretty normal. I was definitely regular. I had, you know, a small amount of cramping, never bad. The older I got, the more severe they would get. But I definitely wouldn't say, like, sure. I know some women who, like, have to lay in bed with the hot pads, and I feel for them because that really sucks. So I've never had that. And when I got my period back with Rocky, it was, like, the worst I'd ever had.
I've heard that.
But it still, like, wasn't awful. And then I stopped breastfeeding 2 weeks before we left for vacation. So, or pumping. So, I am officially done, which is super awesome.
Yee-hee.
But I finally got, like, my first period back from that, and that was awful. But not painful. Just, like, gross. I mean,
well, and after it's been so like so more. Long, you're just like, oh, this again, my friend that comes every month.
Well, and I think for some reason in my head, I'm still stuck when I was getting my cycle in my 20s, when it was like kind of light for even on my heavy day.
Sure.
I was light, and now it's not light anymore, and I like cannot figure out how to like get around the grossness, and I just so I'm like, it just never had to do that before, so now that we're done having kids, I get better start figuring it out, because that's
well, and maybe it'll lighten it up once you like once your body like fully adjusts from that full postpartum again, not like majorly going, because I feel like everything's different when you're younger, it just everything works better. I get it. But I mean, maybe still obviously having two babies kind of back to back might obviously, your body went through a lot.
Yeah, and like I said, like the cramping and like, I mean, I've always kind of just been a moodier person. I definitely hit my highs high and my lows low. And I definitely had postpartum rage for sure. I had it with both of my boys. It's definitely
Have you noticed
now.
That getting better? Okay, I was going to say, now that you're a little further out.
Yeah, I definitely have more patience for Garrett and just like, you know, but this has been a tough year for us. So it's just, it all gets mixed in together and it's hard to tell what's associated. And to have a bad year when you're going through postpartum hormones just like isn't helpful.
Yeah. And also doesn't help. I think there's something really with the seasons. Like I don't suffer from like depression or seasonal depression, but I know a lot of people that do. And I even feel like the shift. I mean, fall is my favorite time of year, but when the seasons shift, I always used to joke because I was like, oh, I'm going to have like 3 girlfriends that are going to break up with their boyfriends or vice versa. And I swear to God, it would happen because it's like you're like, I don't know. I just feel like seasons are pushing whatever you're feeling to the surface and you either deal with it or you run.
And I feel like sun and vitamin D, like luckily being in Colorado, we get so much sun in the winter, but just like it gets darker earlier. So you're like, when it does do, I definitely, my mood definitely shifts when winter comes and I just get more reclused and I get more homebody and I don't want to do things and I don't want to talk to people. And in the summer, I'm like, let's get out of the house and like, let's go do stuff.
Be social. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think it's depression, but I definitely get more like.
Right. And I guess I was saying some people do, but you are. I just think the shifts of seasons also, there is something about that that changes the moods of people in general.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine living in a place like Alaska where it's like really cold and really dark for like half the year. And it's like, I don't know.
Like 22 hours out of the day. Like, not just like. Yeah. Dark for like, you know, you get 8 hours of sunlight. No, you get like 2 hours of sunlight out of that time frame.
And like, isn't some of that cloudy and like not? It's like an overcast. So
yes,
being in Colorado, we are very blessed, and I've lived here my whole life. So I can't imagine living somewhere where it wasn't sunny most of the time, because you definitely vitamin D changes life. I mean, I my aunt has always said, and I think I've said this about like the best advice I was ever given is water and air. And that's true for adults. Water and air. Water changes. A good hot shower changes me, and getting outside in the sun changes me.
Yes. Yes. I would agree with you most. Now, before we move forward, I meant to ask you, now that you have both boys, what is your favorite thing about them together and what you've witnessed now that Sunny and them are growing up together along and like being together and experiencing things together and teaching each other stuff? And then what is like maybe a dislike or something you want to see change moving in their life for moving forward?
I think really the bond is just starting to happen like within the last couple of months, because Sonny can kind of listen now, and he's, you know, he's always been taking in this wealth of information from Rocky, but now they're really starting to like feed off of each other. And that's so cool to see, and seeing Rocky say he loves his brother and gives him hugs and like comforts him when he's crying. I mean, even them when they can't share toys, like fighting and all of that is just like, oh, this is why we had two, because they'd like, this is what the bond love and hate and struggle and glee. And this is just gonna, I'm so excited to just see them become little boys together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've had anything that I've disliked. I think, you know, fighting just is just annoying with all siblings, but that's just like, I knew that was gonna come, so I'm not surprised or disappointed by it. I think if there wasn't fighting, I'd be concerned, to be completely honest. I don't know. I don't think there's anything that yet that I'm like, I hope this changes, or I just hope it gets stronger and they, you know, have a really good relationship and like they don't fall out of having a good relationship. Like, I just hope they always have a bond.
It ebbs and flows, because I will say my brother and I were really close growing up, and then we kind of like distanced each other during high school and college, and then we got really close again after that. But we went to different schools and just like weren't around each other unless it was like at holiday time. So. And we were doing different things. So it was, but then we reconnected. Yeah. But I was just curious, because from an outsider, being an aunt, I, you know, we had Rocky, and then there was Sunny, and then there was Evelyn. But even being in Arkansas and watching Rocky and Sunny like roll around on the floor together, or even Rocky like getting them stuff, I was just like, oh, he's like, it's just so cute to see Rocky and Sunny's like bond, and how Sunny looks to Rocky for like recognition for certain things, wants to show him toys. And how Rocky can be really patient with him. There's a couple days I thought Rocky was going to kill the little kids. Not, I shouldn't say that. That's a little extreme. But I thought he was going to be like, I'm done with these little kids. I don't ever want to play with them again, because they're just taking everything I'm telling them not to take. But that's part of it, which is so cute, so fun to watch them grow up and experience.
I definitely see Rocky being like, stop following me.
Yeah.
Stop trying to do everything I'm doing. Because literally, Rocky will take two steps and then Sonny's two steps behind him. And he's just his little shadow, and he just does everything that he does. And
that's so cute.
I think eventually Sonny will start doing things before Rocky. And I think if I could tell the future, I would say Rocky's going to get frustrated with that as he gets older, as he knows that he's bigger than Sonny. That why is he doing things before I'm doing them?
Yeah. Rocky's always been cautious and thinks things out, though. I mean, I just remember him being so little and us watching him and being so nervous about the steps. But he was so careful about coming back down them, which my daughter is not. So when we started practicing, I was like, oh, you'll probably be like right in the window. I was like, oh. Shoot, no, stop, like fear, afraid, kicking, where are your senses? But like, I will never forget, Rocky was so, I mean, obviously we still were there on the steps with him, but you really like, he would really methodically think about where his foot was going and back up very slowly. And he would go up and down the stairs 1,000 times, and you'd have to be like, all right, we're done with stairs.
But one more time.
He was so good. He was so good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited to see that just grow. And that's why I was definitely set on only having Rocky. I mean, that was going to be it. And then you guys were going to have a baby and they would be like cousin siblings. But I don't know, something changed.
It's adorable.
But now they're going to be cousin siblings, all three of them.
Yes. And little Rosie.
Yes. Yes. She's getting very
big. She's the
big.
Tail end, but I'm like, she's the pretty much the same age. I mean, 6 months is never, you're not even going to know that when they're older.
No,
I mean,
it's
barely a difference now because she's catching up. But in this next year, it's going to be like, oh, they're all pretty much the same.
They're all doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for the next year before two? What are you excited about? What are you scared about?
Oh, I'm just so excited to keep learning more stuff and taking her more places. I told Scott, I was like, man, she's getting to the point where you can actually go do more things with her because she is participating. And I mean, our nap schedule is still messed up. We thought we had transitioned into one nap. There was like 3 days we did one nap. And then all of a sudden, right after she went into the 14th month, she's been sleeping for like 5 hours a day. 2 hours in the morning and 3 hours at night. And I was like, all right, what is going on?
She growing. She.
I know. We're lucky because she's not in daycare, because otherwise I think they'd wring my neck, or she'd just be in the baby class forever because we're not
or
on one nap.
Or she would be miserable.
Or she'd be miserable, yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm just really excited. Like, other than the nap schedule, having to still kind of maneuver around that, I'm just excited to do more with her. She's just so fun to go do stuff with. And I'm like, the learning stuff, like baking. I was baking and she like gets out all my baking stuff. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I can wait because I don't want you to like do it slowly. But I'm also like, I can't wait. We can mix up cookies. And I'm like, Scott, we got to get one of those helper stands for the kitchen. He's like, I think you're like jumping the gun just a little bit.
Oh, but you can have mine.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, sweet. Okay. Yes. I am excited for like, just all the things to come because she's just learning stuff so quickly.
What are you scared about?
Fall. I'm scared that...
Oh, the pumpkin patch is going to be awesome this year.
Yes, I know, because they can actually like walk around and they're not just little blobs, even though that was pretty cute too. But
blobs are cute. They're just, yes.
It's
going to
be fun watching them look at the pumpkins. Yes.
Yes.
I'm all for that. I think, you know, this is more of a fear, and it's not like a bad fear. She's so independent now, even though she checks in. I'm afraid she's just... It's going to be, no, mom, I don't need your help, which I'm so excited for. Yes, I'm so excited for that because that was me as a kid. And I know it kind of broke my mom's heart. But even now when she's like, she doesn't want me to hold her hand when we're walking outside. And I know that's more of just like, it's partially independence and it's partially just like learning to be on your own. She does a lot of things where she does not want your help. And I'm just like, I think this is awesome, but please just pretend that you need mommy's help so that I can still feel important. I don't know. That's like a scary thing. I think it's more of just like, you know, I think I'm more scared of being able to like keep up with her. And this is where Scott is great. But like her level of, I feel like she's going to surpass my level of like knowledge. And she's going to be like, okay, mom, you don't have anything left to give me.
Yeah.
Because I have exceeded. Well, and just like even smart, like she's like kind of like a critical thinker now. I know that's a little early to say that, but she likes to know how things like come apart, and she can play with a toy that literally has three pieces and she'll, you know, put the pieces together. So I'm just like, I'm more like, you're going to get too smart for me. And then you're going to be like, oh, it's okay, mom, that you don't understand. Whereas I'm happy Scott's smart, but oh, she's going to eventually be like, oh, okay, mom, let me explain it down in like layman's terms.
Oh, never.
Which is not scary. It's just like one of those things where you always want your kid to rely on you a little bit, you know, to some extent. You don't want it to be crippling. And especially because she's our only child. Scott and I talk about this a lot. We're like, please come home and come have dinner
with us
after you leave. Like, we're going to be sitting here waiting and we're going to act like we didn't wait for this phone call, but we're going to be, oh my God, it's her. Oh my God. Okay, act normal. All right. Hi, honey. Hey. Oh, you want to have dinner? What time? Okay, we'll be there. And we're going to like show up 2 hours early.
That's good, though. That means you love her and she loves you. That's all that means.
Yes. What about you?
I think with Sunny, it's just watching. I think for me, it's just watching their bond. Like we just talked about. It's just like watching them become more sibling-like and just, you know, how they work through problems together and how they, you know, bond together. And like, you know, same kind of thing is like how they maneuver the world without Garrett and I, like, you know, like, can we sit back a little bit and let them kind of figure it out?
Sure.
I think for Rocky, I'm just really excited that he's like started like preschool. So he's three. I mean, the school we go to does like full day preschool. So just kind of watching him really start like learning school stuff, I think, because they're actually starting like, I mean, he knows his ABCs, he knows his 1-2-3s, and he knows his colors and his shapes and all those things. But like critically thinking about those things and how it works is I'm really excited for. I think for Sunny, I'm just excited for him to start talking, you know, using real words. He has a lot of words, but
their baby words for sure.
He's still pretty good. He's got a lot of good
words. He's working on it. Yeah, but just making them more clear and, you know, putting his foot down when he wants stuff and not being bullied over. I think I'm scared mostly for, you know, kind of the same thing. Just, like, them not becoming little humans. I think I still have some time. I think I'm most scared for Sunny to start potty training. Because we're going to start earlier with Sunny. Because that was awful. Potty training is not for the weak.
Well, and hopefully with Rocky, him learning so much from Rocky, Rocky can show him and it'll just, like, click.
That's my hope. Except he just keeps sticking his hand in Rocky's stream. Just, come on.
He doesn't quite get it yet.
Get out of here.
I remember my aunt, she's a boy mom. She has three boys. My dad's one of my dad's older sisters. And she was just like, she always like my cousin Kira. And then I didn't live in New York, so my cousin Kira did. But she's like, I need curls. Boys are so disgusting. Love my boys, but they're gross. And I remember her like making comments like, you know, when she'd go down in the bathroom and like lotion and boxes of tissues. And I'm like, Aunt Marsh, like, I don't, these are my cousins. But she's like, no, but come on. Like, I'm their mom. I'm just like, you know what? I guess in hindsight, I'm glad I'm a girl mom. Like, there's things I can go through and, like, I could do it, but I'm just like, yeah, God forbid. Like, poor thing. Like, so, Hannah, good luck.
You'll be like, Garrett! With Rocky, that's what I'm most scared about, because Garrett is 35 and still laughs at farts. 35.
I think it's all a boy thing. I think that's
I don't want that to be my house, and it's going to be.
Come on, you got to lean into it a little bit. I will say, Aunt Marsh was definitely like the house, like everybody wanted to go over there because she like got it. She was like one of the dudes. So the boys felt super comfortable around her, and she would tease them and poke at them and talk shit in a way. But she was also very loving and endearing, and the boys loved her. So like, I think it could work out for you.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
What are your personal goals for the next year?
I don't know. I just have a really hard time putting myself first a lot of the time, which I get it. Again, moms, you're not like thinking about yourself first. You're thinking about everybody else before yourself. But I think just setting aside time to do whatever, like this has been great, you know, for us to start this up. And like, I'm really excited to kind of like after season one, before season two, kind of like think about what worked and what didn't work. And this has just been nice because there's no expectation of, you know, deadlines or whatever. And if we change something or do something. So. Yeah, just doing another thing for myself. That's just
more things for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? With you. I need to lose weight. Goal number one.
You look great.
And two, I think, is to come back around to my relationship with my husband of just, you know, I will never be able to make it a number one priority. It just, my mom brain definitely hit number one when I had kids, and those boys will always come first in my house. But I would like to make him, like, you know, just as much of a priority as myself in making our relationship, because relationships aren't easy and I don't want to give up and I don't want to, you know, fall to a statistic. So just, you know, putting in the work and doing what we can.
Did you notice that with the downtime together, like vacation, did you get to connect, reconnect a little bit more since the work stress wasn't so in schedules? I know it's busy with kids and stuff, but I don't know. Even going out to dinner. So everybody listening, we all got to go on this family trip, but we all got to go out to dinner together, which never happens without kids. No. So that was really nice. I thought it was so fun for just the four of us. I felt young again. I'm still young, but I felt like...
I just felt like we didn't have responsibility.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how to explain that. And it's not even like we went out and got trashed. We like went out and had dinner and had a drink and then went back.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, this is like... I don't know. When you know your kids are in like... good hands then you don't worry, you think about them, but it's so like far back, you're like, oh, they'll call if something like happens, like,
yeah,
you don't, you can just be like present and enjoy.
I could have sat there for another 3 hours with you guys. Like, it could have been that easy. Well, do you have anything else? I think that pretty much wraps up this episode.
Any suggestions or things you want to hear more of or you want to participate in, we would love to hear from you. So reach out to us at our email, momvibesonlypodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening.
Mom Vibes Only is hosted by Hannah Bain and Marky Martin. It is written by Hannah and it is produced by Marky. Music is written, performed, and produced by Mike Martin. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're enjoying Mom Vibes Only, please hit that follow button and rate and review us. If you have a story you would like to share or tips and feedback, please email us at momvibesonlypodcast@gmail.com. And a big thank you to our husbands and family who watch our kids so that we can bring this podcast to moms like you.